Sink also said he was recommending Winter for the Congressional Medal of Honor for the action at Brécourt Manor on D-Day. Winters thought that was very nice, but wondered what about medals for the men. As for the action at Carentin, Colonel Sink told reporter Walter McCallum of the Washington Star, "It was Lieutenant Winter's personal leadership which held the crucial position in the line and tossed back the enemy with mortar and machine gun fire. He was a fine soldier out there. His personal bravery and battle knowledge held a crucial position when the going was really rough." The company went into a defensive position south of Carentin. The second day in this static situation, someone came down the hedgerow line asking for Don Malarkey and Skip Muck. It was Fritz Nieland. He found Muck, talked to him, then found Malarkey, and had only enough time to say goodbye. He was flying home. A few minutes after Nieland left, Muck came to Malarkey, his impish Irish smile replaced by a frown. Had Nieland explained to Malarkey why he was going home? No. Muck told the story. The previous day, Nieland had gone to the 82nd to see his brother Bob, the one who had told Malarkey in London that if he wanted to be a hero, the Germans would see to it fast, which had led Malarkey to conclude that Bob Nieland had lost his nerve. Fritz Nieland had just learned that his brother had been killed on D-Day. Bob's platoon had been surrounded, and he manned a machine gun, hitting the Germans with harassing fire until the platoon broke through the encirclement. He had used up several boxes of ammunition before getting killed. Fritz Nieland next hitched a ride to the 4th Infantry Division position to see another brother who was a platoon leader. He, too, had been killed on D-Day on Utah Beach. By the time Fritz returned to Easy Company, Father Francis Sampson was looking for him to tell him that a third brother, a pilot in the China-Burma-India Theater, had been killed that same week. Fritz was the sole surviving son, and the Army wanted to remove him from the combat zone as soon as possible. Fritz's mother had received all three telegrams from the War Department on the same day. Father Sampson escorted Fritz to Utah Beach, where a plane flew him to London on the first leg of his return to the States. The company dug in. Neither side was making infantry assaults south of Carentin, but the incoming and outgoing mail was tremendous, since both sides were receiving reinforcements in artillery and heavy weapons, the Americans from the beach and the Germans from the French interior.